it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. He'll rejoin us tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Big show on tap for you today, and we'll set the table in just a second. But let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't thank those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world enough, the good old U.S. of A. If it wasn't for them protecting our shores and borders, I don't know where we'd be. That said, big 2 hours on tap. Again, a lot of the focus is going to be the NBA. The trade deadline quickly approaches 3 p.m. Eastern time today. So we'll chronicle all the minor trades that were made last night, and there were a pair of them. We'll get to all the news, all the rumors that are swirling as the NBA trade deadline approaches. We'll get to a wild and woolly night in college basketball, and more as time permits. We'll take your calls all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. I'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip it off next with some of the latest news and rumors out of the NBA as the trade deadline quickly approaches. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
What makes you think I already haven't? Actually, nothing stronger than coffee as we tip off this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56. And again, as I said, big show on tap for you. The focus a lot of the way is going to be the National Basketball Association. The trade deadline's just about here. 3 p.m. Eastern time today is the trade deadline. There's been a rumor of all kinds of activities that could take place between now and then. We've already had the big DeMarcus Cousins trade. We've had other movement. There were a couple of minor trades completed last night, which we'll get to. And then as we move off of the NBA, we'll move to college basketball, as it was a wild and woolly Wednesday night once again in the world of college basketball. We'll chronicle it all for you. And before we get out the door, we'll try and get to some Major League Baseball. We promised we'd get to it yesterday. Perhaps we'll get to it today. But the place we have to start is the National Basketball Association. And I guess we'll start with the move that hasn't happened, may not happen, but is certainly the hottest rumor that it could happen right now. And that's Paul George being on the move. And the fact that Larry Bird is, I don't know if I'd call it actively shopping him, but he's kicking the tires and on possibly moving Paul George. And one of the places he went to kick those aforementioned tires was to his old rival from his playing days. Now there'll be rivals perhaps in the front office, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers and Magic Johnson. Now, obviously, if you're going to trade Paul George, one of the places you look is Los Angeles, and specifically the Lakers. He grew up out in Los Angeles. He was a huge Laker and Magic fan. And if you remember the last time he hit free agency, there was talk of Paul George going back out to Los Angeles before signing his deal with the Indiana Pacers. So if you're Larry Bird and you're considering blowing this thing up and moving Paul George out of Indiana, one of the places you hit is Los Angeles because they're going to have a lottery pick. They have a wealth of young talent that hasn't yet come together. And that puts you in a good position if you're Larry Bird and the Pacers. If you decide to ship out Paul George, you can get some building block pieces to build around along with a young Miles Turner. How long that rebuilding project would take remains to be seen. And you can understand Larry Bird looking, because if you look, he made a bunch of changes in the offseason to this Indiana Pacers roster. And after a sluggish start, they had been better as the season's worn along. But then they really hit the skids of late going into the All-Star game, losing 6 straight going into the All-Star game. And they find themselves in 6th place in the East, 29-28, just 3 games up on the ninth seed in the East, which is Milwaukee. So despite all the changes, despite when you looked at some of the changes they made, they were changes that I thought put them right near the very top of the East. Behind, obviously, I thought everybody would be behind Cleveland, because I still think, as it stands now, Cleveland easily emerges out of the East and ends up in the NBA Finals. That said, after Indiana made the moves for Jeff Teague and Thaddeus Young and Al Jefferson, I said they're the next best team in the East. They're ahead of Boston. They're ahead of Toronto. I don't even know that I mentioned Washington. That said, it has really, all in all, been a disappointing year for this group in Indiana. Paul George is a free agent after next season and may decide to move along if the experience in Indiana doesn't change for the better as it relates to the composition of this roster and their ability to compete with the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference and move on to an NBA Finals. This group, it just didn't seem worked. Again, they're 29 and 28. Sometimes when you do these rebuilds and you change this many parts, it takes more than a year to come together. But what I usually see with groups like this, even if it takes time to come together, by late February like this, they're nearly together. And it's a lot better basketball team going into the All-Star break than they were in November. That's not been the case for this team. The whole hasn't been equal to the sum of the parts. Paul George has been disappointed. Larry Bird has been disappointed. And there's frustration on all sides in Indiana. And I mean, Paul George's frustration goes all the way back to firing the coach that he liked, blowing up that 2013 team and replacing it with some of these other parts that haven't competed. You got to remember, that was a 2013 team that raced out to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Yes, they struggled in the playoffs, ultimately lost to Cleveland. I get all of that. But it was a team that looked like it was poised to contend. They end up blowing up that entire group. That upset Paul. The parts that were brought in to replace it in various incarnations haven't worked, and Indiana hasn't truly been a player in the East. They fired the coach that he liked. And then on top of everything else, Larry Bird tried to force him to move to power forward. He politicked his way out of that, but when you kind of accumulate all these little dings, you can start to see some damage on Paul George as far as him being content with his situation in Indiana. And yes, if Indiana keeps him, they can pay him significantly more than anybody else in free agency, the tune of somewhere between $20 and $30 million. And I understand, being an NBA basketball player, it's your business. You want to make as much money as you can. But the difference between $180 million and $210 million probably won't change your life. And for somebody like Paul George, who is a driven athlete and competitor and wants to win, he might in free agency forego that $30 million to return to Los Angeles, who 2 years down the road might be a lot closer to completing that rebuilding project. They'd have the money to re-sign him at that point. Their young players will probably have hit stride and learned how to play together by that time. They'll have reshuffled some deck chairs. Some bad contracts will come off the books. And all of a sudden, he bolts. You get nothing but salary cap space. And he's in a competitive environment in L.A. with a chance to win. And he's where he wants to be and where he grew up. So if you're Larry Bird, you're looking at this, you're looking at Paul George's discontent and thinking, boy, this might be a guy, even though we can pay him more, this might be a guy that leaves us when his contract is up. The last couple of incarnations and attempts that I've made at tweaking this roster haven't worked. And I look at us and we're 29 and 28 right now. We're not in a particularly good spot. Maybe it's time I send out Paul George. The Lakers can return lots of young assets that I can build around and early draft picks that I can build around. And I'll build this team around Miles Turner and some of those other young pieces. And we'll start from the ground up. It may take a couple of years, but 2-3 years down the road, maybe this reshaped team will be a real contender and not the disappointing batches that I've put together the last couple of years. So you can totally understand the mindset of Larry Bird. You can understand the frustration of Paul George. And that brings us to where we are now. And we'll pick it up right there next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Clown school, law school, broadcasting school, they're all the same as the Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And thus far, the focus of the discussion has been on the Indiana Pacers and the Los Angeles Lakers discussions of perhaps a Paul George deal. Interesting on many levels. And we've started with the Indiana Pacer slash Paul George perspective and why a parting of company on some levels might make sense. And we talked about the fact that there's been an accumulation of dings or warts on Paul George that have made him unhappy, as it's related in some ways to his treatment in Indiana or the composition of the club. We talked about them breaking up that 2013 group that raced out to first place in the Eastern Conference and looked like the team to be the challenger for the Cleveland Cavaliers going forward. And Larry Bird blew it up, and they haven't been that kind of contender since. The ill-fated attempt to make Paul George play power forward, that's made him unhappy. The rebuilding project of this group, which just hasn't worked. The fact that Paul George is a huge Laker fan, grew up in Los Angeles, and could bolt after free agency. I guess when you put all that together, it might make sense for Larry Bird to move on from Paul George. Because in essence, if he stays with Paul George, he tries to make some minor deals that jumpstart this team. Does it actually make them a contender in the East? Eh, not really. And what do we always talk about? If you're okay, you're not good enough. Because you're not good enough where you're within earshot of getting better, barring a miracle. And you're not bad enough where you can start over and get the pieces that will ultimately make you good enough. You're stuck in limbo, in purgatory. And to some degree, that's where the Pacers are. That you could lose Paul George in a year or two anyway, after next season anyway, because he could leave as a free agent and actually take less money. Might not be something he wants to do, but it might be something he would be interested in doing. We've always heard how much he likes L.A., how big a Lakers fan, Magic fan he is. And if you remember the last time his contract was up, there was a thought process that he'd head out there. That said, so when you look at the whole picture, if you're Larry Bird, my star not totally thrilled with us. The last couple of reboots with Paul George here haven't worked that well. As we're presently constituted, I don't have enough room to get better to be a true contender. I'm Larry Legend. It's not like they're going to fire me. So maybe I do ship Paul George out west, get back some of their terrific young talent, and an early draft pick in a loaded draft. And now I can start a rebuilding project around Miles Turner. As long as you can get something that approaches fair market value, you'd have to consider it. Now, I don't know that a rebuilding project around Miles Turner is something that would necessarily work. But again, you can understand the thought process for Larry Bird. And you get it. And you can see why there is a real possibility that this move could happen. Now, the Lakers wouldn't be alone with Paul George on the open market. We've heard the Lakers mentioned. The Celtics obviously have the pieces, but they never seem to be able to move on any of them. You know, their version of a blockbuster deal and what they're willing to send you for one of their star players is like Avery Johnson, you know, and a non-net first-round pick. That's not going to get it done. You know, you hear rumors that there's a framework for a Jimmy Butler trade. They actually agree to send them one of those Nets picks in one of these upcoming drafts, it seems. They won't give him Jay Crowder. Well, you got to give something to get something. You know, Danny Ainge's a little bit pigheaded and bullheaded. And again, I like Jay Crowder. He's a nice, efficient basketball player. But shouldn't stop you from getting a superstar in Jimmy Butler like they need. So that said, you know, with Paul George on the open market, the Lakers wouldn't be alone in suitors. But they are one of those teams that would have the chips. And for the Lakers, who have all this young talent, maybe you move along this rebuilding project in an impatient Los Angeles by bringing a true star and veteran to galvanize some of the remaining young pieces. And maybe that helps mold this team and pull it together and speed along the rebuilding project and have it take on ultimate success. You know, you couple that with the fact that you are the Lakers, Magic in the front office, Rob Pelinka as the GM, a former player agent. And as you move through this project, you may be able to get the pieces that you need there in free agency once you clear some other cap room and find a way to get rid of those onerous contracts of Timothy Mozgov and Luol Deng. So you can see why both sides would be intrigued about this trade. Indiana, for the many reasons I've entailed, you know, the lack of confidence in being able to retain Paul George when he hits free agency, and the lack of success of their rebuilding plans since they stripped this thing down a few years ago. So you can see why they might be interested in this and why they may want to move on this. And you can see why the Lakers would. They've got a wealth of young pieces. They don't have any real quality experience. They have a long way to go. A superstar veteran who's locked into you and invested in you long term, coupled with all these young pieces, maybe that's the thing that pulls it together. Also helps you, when the time is right, land the other free agents that would make you a real viable contender in the West. So you can see why both sides would want to do this deal. And the Lakers have the chips that are one of the teams that would have the chips that are attractive to Indiana. So it makes perfect sense from a basketball standpoint if the two can find a trade that provides both with what they want and the Pacers get something that approaches fair market value for Paul George. That said, the other fun undertow and undercurrent to this whole thing is rivals on the court in Bird and Larry, Bird and Magic, who really revitalized the NBA and brought them out of the dark ages of the 70s and basically paved the way for Michael and the NBA that we see today. Rivals on the court, going all the way back to a 1979 NCAA championship game, all the way through the 80s. That revitalized the NBA. Now in 2017, locking up and doing battle in a front office rivalry, where if they did consummate this trade, we'd be looking at it 2 years down the road and saying, okay, they had their share of battles on the court, some won by Larry, some won by Magic in a legendary feud. How did they do the first time they locked up in a front office battle? And who took the victory there? So it's an interesting, fun undercurrent that adds some intrigue, again, to this potential trade. Which, as I said, I can see the reasoning for both clubs and why they'd want to do this. And I could see, because there's a match in desirable pieces on each side, it could happen. The Lakers have the assets to make this happen. Again, they are not alone in the league in having the assets to make this happen. Certainly, you know, anytime you talk about any deal, you've got to talk about the Celtics being in play for it, and they are. So they could be in play for Paul George, conceivably. They are in play for Jimmy Butler. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. And I understand Danny Ainge wanting to hang on to all these pieces and not move until the right time and not get robbed. And I understand all of that. But at some point, the window starts to close on this basketball team. You know, there's a situation where Isaiah Thomas could leave. And he's a 5'9" basketball player. He's a smallish guy. Those guys wear down all of a sudden. And it happens quickly. Sudden, like a heart attack. So I understand why you want to hang on and why you want to have that eye to the future and set this franchise up for success for a very, very long time. I get all of that. But at some point, these prospects and these chips and these suspects, that's all they are, is chips. At some point, you have to translate them into players that can help you right away. And right now, with the way they've played, with the way they've been playing and the way they're coached by Brad Stevens, they are on the cusp of something very special. But they need one more piece. Whether that piece is a Paul George or a Jimmy Butler at the small forward, that remains to be seen. But if you do make that upgrade, and again, I like Jay Crowder a lot, and I think he's a nice piece. But if you bring in a Paul George or a Jimmy Butler, and that guy's going to play 30-plus minutes, 35 minutes a night at the small forward, hanging on to Jay Crowder and making that the thing that stops the deal is kind of silly. Because Jay Crowder's not going to get those minutes anymore. And you have to give something to get something, and you've clearly upgraded that spot. So don't let that stop you. It's really kind of silly. And that's where we'll go next before we move on to some of the other rumors and some of the trades that have been completed. That's all next here on The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
See that, pal? We roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Topic of focus of discussion thus far has been Paul George perhaps going to the Lakers. The rumored trade proposals going back and forth between Magic and Larry. And we talked about all layers. as far as the actual trade from both teams' perspective. And you can weigh in on that again at 800-878-PLAY, again, 800-878-7529. Or the novelty of the legendary Bird Magic rivalry continuing off the court and now in the front office. So that's been the focus of the discussion thus far. And again, as I said, when it comes to Paul George being on the market, there are other teams out there with chips that could land Paul George. And again, most notably, that team is the Boston Celtics. And we were talking about them going into the break. You know, and speaking of news and rumors, it's rumored that they're pretty close to the framework of a deal with the Bulls for Jimmy Butler. They've even agreed to which picks or, you know, which pick or picks, and it will probably be multiple picks, would be included in such a deal. But believe it or not, the sticking point again, Jay Crowder. Again, a player I like very much. He's a good defensive player. In his 32 minutes a night, gives you 14 points, 5 rebounds, couple of assists, doesn't turn the ball over a lot, is an efficient offensive player who shoots it at a high percentage. But he's a third, fourth option type offensive player. Very good defender. Jimmy Butler is every bit as good of a defender as Jay Crowder. Realize, Jimmy Butler came in the league and made his bones as a defensive specialist. So this idea, I got to keep Crowder around for defense. Because here's the reality, the two guys play the same position. And when Jimmy Butler comes to Boston, Jay Crowder is not getting a lot of minutes anymore. He's certainly not getting 32 a night. Unless you're silly enough to play both of them on the floor. But with all those guards that the Celtics have, those guards are going to play a lot. So it's not that Jay Crowder necessarily is a superfluous part and an unneeded part, but you need a true star and another difference maker on the offensive side of the ball for the postseason. Are you really going to let Jay Crowder hold that up? Danny Ainge has got to start to think. Again, as I said, windows close real fast. And his reticence to pay the price of any kind. It's always got to be a lopsided, one-sided deal. And those aren't always going to come up. There's not always going to be a Mikhail Prokhorov that's so desperate that you're going to fleece him. Or a Kevin McHale that is your buddy that will let you fleece him. You know, he's done a couple of those blockbusters that have worked so well, and he's always been patient. Now I think he's just being too measured. And to hang up a deal like this on a Jay Crowder, you got about 600 picks. At some point, you have to go for it now and try and get over the hump. The Cavaliers are good, but they're a little vulnerable in that Kevin Love is out with an injury. So if you're going to catch him, this might be the year to catch them. Before they eventually split up and go away when LeBron is no longer LeBron. So if I'm Danny Ainge, I get this Jimmy Butler deal done, and now I can believe in myself as a real contender for a title because I've got Isaiah Thomas, I've got Al Horford, and I got Jimmy Butler. That's a real big three with some terrific role players. My defense doesn't take a step back, which is not all that good anyway. Maybe it takes a step up even. With Jimmy Butler defending. Brad Stevens will still be an incredible coach, and the whole will still be more than the sum of the parts. It's just the parts are better. So now you're a real contender in the East, and you become better, and you stay better than Washington, and you're better than Toronto, and now you're the team that maybe in that Eastern Conference Finals is on equal footing or close to it with Cleveland, and maybe, just maybe, you can knock them off. But Danny Ainge has got to move. Jay Crowder shouldn't hold up a Jimmy Butler deal. That's ridiculous if you've agreed to everything else, as is rumored. Come on, Danny. You can't be this measured. Sometimes you have to take a chance. Can't be this measured. Again, there's an old expression in business. Bulls win, bears win in finance or in the investment game. Bulls win, bears win, pigs lose. You've been a pig, Danny. You want a lopsided deal. You got a couple of those, and you got away with it, and you got real lucky. This time, you may have to give fair market value to get that great player. And if Jay Crowder is part of it, well, so be it. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, hit me up at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. I guess let's hit some of the other rumors as we roll through hour number one into hour number two. We'll get to some of the minor trades that have been completed and everything else in the world of sports, the wild and woolly Wednesday night in college hoops. And as time permits, some of the Major League Baseball news. The 76ers, they're continuing to try and move Jahlil Okafor, and they're having a harder and harder time. The Bulls have offered one of their, what I call, spare pieces, Nikola Mirotic, who's quote-unquote a shooter, but he shoots 29% from three. You know, he's a stretch four. With the trade they made yesterday to clear way for all the fours that they have on the roster, I don't see why you would swap Okafor for Mirotic. I understand you're getting desperate. You got to move Okafor, as New Orleans was probably the most obvious place, and that swap never happened. And now that they landed Boogie Cousins, they have no role for Okafor. And in today's NBA, where they play more and more small ball, and the floor is spread more and more, there are some teams that don't value a true low post, back to the basket center who is not going to go out and chase on the pick and roll, and you may say doesn't have the foot speed or athleticism necessarily to get up and down in a pick it up and put it down game. But there are a lot of teams that still covet this kind of player and want this type of five, especially with his ability in the low post to be a big-time scorer and a decent rebounder. That said, the Sixers don't have a spot for him, so they're kind of in a hurry to get him off their roster as his value continues to plummet for them because they simply don't play him. But the Bulls deal to bring back Mirotić, that doesn't make any sense. It's another stretch four. They traded a veteran stretch four that's better, much better, to clear room for the fours that they need to play in Dario Saric and the returning Ben Simmons. So I don't like that deal for the 76ers, and I don't necessarily see it happening because it just doesn't make sense to me. I think there's something better out there for them, and I think a team that is looking for more at the deadline will approach with a better offer. I could see if Indiana, say, doesn't move Paul George, and they say instead of moving him, let's build around him and let's take a shot, and they move Miles Turner back to the four, maybe the Pacers make a run at Okafor. And they could certainly offer something better than Mirotić. You know, if you can get a first-round pick out of them, that would certainly help. I think that would definitely be a measure. Because the realities are, I don't think Mirotić does anything for the Sixers. So, you know, if you take Okafor, even though you picked him three, and you send him to Indiana for their first-round pick, even though it would be in the 20s, and it's not equal value, it's kind of the best type of value you're going to get. But there'll be other teams with offers like that, the late first round pick, or maybe a quality player at a wing position that they could use more than a Nikola Mirotić. So I don't see the Bulls deal happening for them, but I do see something happening for Okafor. And again, even though he's a guy you drafted number three overall, he's young and has a world of potential as a low post back to the basket scorer. and you're not quite getting fair market value, well, you're not getting what you spent on him in return. But in realities, with him having lost his job to Joel Embiid, having shown some warts, and even being behind Nerlens Noel in your rotation, if you can recapture a late first-round pick for him, you take it and be happy. Or if you can get a quality role-playing wing that can be part of your future as you continue to sort out the deck chairs and build this thing, you take it. Because Okafor is part of nothing for you. The longer you hang on to him, the more his value will plummet. So there will be teams out there that need a big that can score as the deadline approaches, and I'm confident will make you a better offer than the Bulls made you. And if that's the best offer you get right now, hang on to him, figure it out in the offseason. Because that deal is like giving him away for nothing. So that's how I see the Okafor sweepstakes setting down. I don't like that Bulls move at all for them. I don't think they'll make it. Let me see what some of the other news and rumors are. We talked Butler. We talked George. We talked Okafor. Those are the main rumors that we've heard in the latest from the overnight and into this morning. We talked about Blake Griffin and the Celtics as another possibility. Again, every time there's a big name rumored, the Celtics will always be in play because they have enough chips. So we've talked about those moves. Obviously, now with the acquisition of Boogie Cousins, the Pelicans do a major reversal of field, despite the fact that Jrue Holiday can be a free agent in the offseason, and they don't move him. They try and make the playoffs, and I think they will more than likely be the eighth seed in the West and, you know, be a team that builds upon that success going forward with the big three that they now have. So those are the latest news, rumors, you know, it's, and we really spent the entire hour on the rumors and the news and the, perhaps this is what's coming as the deadline approaches today. And there'll be a flurry of small moves. And maybe we do get some of these bigger blockbusters, one or two of them that really make this an exciting, exciting NBA trade deadline. But as I said, we'll tie a bow around hour one. In hour two, we'll come back and we'll hit a couple of these minor deals that actually did happen and explain what they mean to both teams involved in each one of them. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts.
Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, if you're in the mood for sports, you're in the right place. This is the Spano and Black Attack, and we continue here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. He will rejoin us tomorrow as we tie a bow around the week with a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and we will recap all the action that comes out of the NBA trade deadline. That'll be the focus of tomorrow's show, along with all kinds of other fun and silliness and zaniness, and we'll hit all the other big stories. But NBA trade deadline, as it's been the last few days, the fallout from the deadline will be the focus tomorrow. And as I said, thus far, the focus of hour one has been the rumors. It's been more the rumors than the actual news. These are the things that we're hearing may happen, are rumored to happen, the discussions that are being had, the directions it looks like some teams are going. In hour two, out of the box, we'll get to a couple of smaller trades that did happen, and we'll discuss what they mean to the participants there. Then we move on to Wild Woolly Week in college basketball, and then we take it home talking a little baseball. Minor rule change is done. Major rule changes perhaps on the horizon. We'll talk about all of that in hour two. We'll step aside right now. Here on Sports Byline, then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want the American people to know that our budget will reflect their priorities.
But as President Trump holds a budget meeting at the White House yesterday and rolls up his sleeves to put a new budget together, he also says,
the finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up.
Trump's controversial plan to deport non-Mexican illegal immigrants to Mexico, if that's where they cross the border into the United States from, will be a big topic when Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and other U.S. officials meet with Mexican officials in Mexico City today. The Mexican foreign minister has already criticized that new Trump policy, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer says,
"We have a very healthy and robust relationship with the Mexican government and Mexican officials, and I think they would echo that same sentiment."
Homeland Security Chief John Kelly also to be part of that meeting in Mexico later today. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 214-8359, ends 225-17.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A long-awaited release from the White House seems to be delayed a bit, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
And the White House is holding off its release of a new executive order that temporarily bans travel and immigration from certain countries. The revised ban is now set to be unveiled next week.
The White House is lifting federal guidelines allowing transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. As the administration says, the Obama-era guidelines need further legal consideration. And the Trump White House says withdrawing them, quote, does not leave students without protections from discrimination, bullying, or harassment. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the president felt the issue would be better handled by states.
Capture confirmed. Dragon in the grasp of the Canadarm2 robotic arm.
After an aborted attempt yesterday, SpaceX celebrating that its Dragon capsule was successfully captured by the International Space Station shortly before 6 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Nine protesters arrested in Cannonball, North Dakota, after refusing to leave the protest camp at the North Dakota Access Pipeline. Most protesters did leave ahead of yesterday's deadline to do so, but as they did, they burned teepees, tents, and other structures in what they called a ceremonial act. Demonstrators were camped at the site for 6 months in protest to the pipeline's construction. They say it will harm the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's water supply. If you've got insomnia, new research suggests taking a shower before bed could help you, as we hear from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Close your eyes now and rest.
New York sleep experts say taking a shower before bed helps you get to sleep and stay asleep. Dr. Diane Augelli of Weill Cornell Medical Center says the main trick is not to start too late, or you'll throw off your body's circadian rhythm. Dr. Shelby Harris of Montefiore Medical Center says the perfect time to take a night shower is 90 minutes before laying your head on your pillow.
And if you bought a Powerball ticket in Indiana for last night's drawing, it's time to start checking the numbers. One winning ticket for that massive $435 million jackpot was sold in the Hoosier State. A lump sum payout for the big drawing is somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000. Remember, we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for Thursday. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black is off today. Join the conversation at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big Hour 2 on tap. We'll set the table in just a second. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the program, we run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of those armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A., because we couldn't do it without you, and we wouldn't enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. So thank you very, very much. In this hour, more NBA hoops. We got a couple of smaller trades that were completed. We'll go over what they'll mean to all parties involved. We'll then roll out of that into a wild and woolly Wednesday night in college basketball, and then take you home, a little Major League Baseball to boot. Minor rule change has been passed. I'll weigh in my thoughts on that. And the possibility of radical rule changes in 2018. We'll talk about that as well. That's all on tap in Hour 2, the Spano and Black Attack. But up next, we tip it off. Talking more NBA here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off hour two of the attack, continuing to talk NBA. If you want to join the discussion, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's talk about a couple of trades that were made. And we'll start with the 76ers and the Hawks. The Hawks acquire a piece that will help this playoff team. Obviously, it doesn't close the gap much between them and the Cleveland Cavaliers, because barring a true superstar going back to Atlanta, there's no way that happens. But that said, the Hawks acquire Ersan Ilyasova from the 76ers for Tiago Splitter and a pair of second-round picks. The realities are that the Atlanta Hawks added a piece without really giving up anything at all. Tiago Splitter hasn't played, can't stay healthy, isn't on the court. So Tiago Splitter doesn't help the Atlanta Hawks at all. Again, even in deep drafts, I don't particularly value second-round picks, and I don't consider them giving up much, especially picks that are going to be somewhere in the late teens or early 20s within the round, like at least one of these picks will be from the Atlanta Hawks. So I think, in essence, in my mind, the Hawks gave up, well, nothing to add a quality stretch four that will help them. He will provide them quality minutes behind Paul Millsap. Ilyasova will. And this will be something with a coach like Coach Bud, Mike Budenholzer, or Budenholzer, as it's properly said. I think this is something that helps the Hawks win another game or two over the course of the season more than they would have otherwise. I don't know how much of a help it is for them in the playoffs. I don't think Ersan Ilyasova is a needle mover in any way, shape, or form. But when you consider that you gave up a Tiago Splitter who hasn't seen the court all year long, So he's not helping you at all in your charge to get into the top half of the Eastern Conference playoffs. You gave up nothing and a pair of second round picks. What do those really mean? They mean nothing. So moving, so acquiring Ilyasova, who in 27 minutes a night for a bad 76ers team, he scored 14 points, grabbed six rebounds for you, and shot it at almost 44% from the field. So here's a guy in today's NBA at 6'10", 235, that is the classic stretch four. You know, is he a big-time rebounding four? Not at all. You know, he's very much in the mold of a Ryan Anderson. He is a stretch four. You know, earlier in Ilyasova's career, he was actually a three. I don't think he plays much three in today's NBA, and I don't think he plays much of it for the Hawks with some of the other pieces that they have there and the lack of foot speed at this stage of the game. But he's a terrific stretch four who shoots it at 44% from the field, 35.5% from three, does a decent job rebounding the basketball, and hits his free throws, at a clip of 77%. So for the Hawks, it's a no-brainer. Does it really move the needle? No. But it adds to their depth, and it adds a guy who's going to give them quality minutes every night behind Paul Millsap and will be a dominant piece of their second unit that will really help them stretch the floor and be able to score on the offensive end when most of their starters are off the floor. And in the playoffs, they'll be part of their rotation. So a smart, sound move for the Hawks. The length and dollar amounts of the contracts are not radically different anyway, so nobody really takes on any money. So again, as I said, a very sensible move for the Atlanta Hawks that is all benefit and really no risk against second-round picks and Tiago Splitter. For the 76ers, on paper, the move makes zero sense because you've got so many picks. You seem to have at one point touched every second round pick in the draft. You know, and at this point, I don't know how many picks in the second round of this year's NBA draft that they have. And I'll pull up a mock draft and kind of get an idea of how many picks. I mean, again, you know, this is a team that at this point, with them, it's really about continuing to acquire talent and over the next couple of years, turn the page. But again, you know, at this point in the development, because they're getting closer and closer, I don't know that second round picks any longer make it. But really, in many ways, this deal was not about what they got as much about clearing space. Ben Simmons is returning from injury eventually or soon. Dario Saric needs more minutes in a major way. He is emerging as a star four. So to keep Ilyasova, to just bury him on the bench as you try and develop and try and start having this young group learn how to win and have these future guys who are going to be stars develop, there's no role there for Ilyasova. So from that standpoint, I get this deal. You're clearing room for Saric and Simmons to play. And that makes sense. Saric has stepped up and has played some great ball of late right before the All-Star break. This is a guy that is going to be far better in this league than Ilyasova is now. Far better. He's a needle-moving, difference-making player in a way that Ersan Ilyasova never really was, even at his best in some of those years in Milwaukee where I really liked him. This Saric will move the needle in a way that Ilyasova never did and certainly can't now. And Ben Simmons, what do I need to say? So with those two fours on your roster, Joel Embiid and Nerlens Noel, and still having Okafor there who's, you know, nailed to the bench, there was no place for Ilyasova as this moved along. It's not though this year's team is going to make the playoffs and learn from the experience of making the playoffs, so maybe you keep the veteran hand there. So I understand it from that standpoint. And Splitter's a guy they probably just buy out. I don't even think, you know, with his injury history, he's not going to play anyway because he's not ready to do anything. He's not ready to resume basketball activities. So I don't think you're going to see him play for the 76ers. I could just see them buying him out. They keep accumulating these seconds. Did you get much? Nah. You cleared out space. I kind of get it. Was there anything else there for Ilyasova? I don't know if there was a better market for him. I'm going to assume there wasn't. Brian Colangelo is a savvy GM. So again, you cleared out space. It's a win for the Hawks. For the Sixers, stockpile these picks. I don't know that they're going to do anything. Maybe they become draft and stash guys. Maybe they become lumped together in parts of bigger packages. I don't know. But you didn't get anything back. The biggest benefit of the trade for the Philadelphia 76ers, in my mind, is you simply cleared out space for two young potential superstars to play, and you didn't bench a veteran that could have been distracting to a young team. So, from that standpoint, makes some sense. Up next, another minor trade in the NBA. I think this one could pay fairly big dividends for one of the two teams in it. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And let's go out to the Twitter universe, where an old friend of mine, Freddie Calzone, at FCalzone on Twitter, has asked, what are the chances the Knicks land Rubio for Rose? And real simple, Freddie, if you're out there listening, as post just hit me up on Twitter, I think the chances are pretty real. I don't necessarily like the deal, and it's not one that works for me, because in today's NBA, yeah, there's nothing wrong with a pass-first point guard, and that's what Rubio is, and he is a great and creative passer, and he is a good on-ball defender. But in this day and age, your point guard's got to be able to score the basketball and shoot from distance, and he simply cannot do that. That you're taking on, it's a palatable contract, but it's got more years than the expiring contract of Derrick Rose. And so for me, the expiring contract of Derrick Rose is more valuable to me than bringing in Ricky Rubio as a pass-first point guard. But is there a good chance the Knicks land him for Rose? I think there's a very good chance, because it seems that Phil likes that pass-first point guard, and he thinks it would work. And if Phil likes him, he's going to bring him in. Tom Thibodeau, the Minnesota Timberwolves coach, loves Derrick Rose. He thinks it'll help them this year. It'll help the development of Chris Dunn going forward. If they decide to sign Rose, so be it. If they decide to let him go, they get some salary cap relief in Minnesota, and they turn the job up over to Chris Dunn. So they determine if he's ready. If he is, bye-bye Derrick Rose. They get salary cap relief in Minnesota. If he's not, maybe they bring him back. That said, I've heard even of a three-team trade and this trade expanding and Reggie Jackson being involved somewhere. So it could be real, real interesting. But even if the trade just stays the one-for-one swap, I do think it's very, very realistic based on some of the things I've heard and read that D. Rose moves to Minnesota, reunites with Tom Thibodeau, and Ricky Rubio comes here as a pass-first point guard to help facilitate the offense of Carmelo Anthony, Kristaps Porzingis, and to a degree, Billy Hernan Gomez, and provide some defense as an on-ball defender in that backcourt, as nobody defends in New York. And even Courtney Lee's been something of a disappointing defender this year. Maybe Rubio added to that backcourt will help just a little bit. Freddie, I hope that answers the question for you. I'll hit you up with a tweet on it later as well. If you want to join Twitter and join the show, tweet me at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. If you want to dial me up, 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. We should probably get to the other minor trade that was completed yesterday. And this is a trade I like for both teams. And in many ways, it's making the best out of a bad situation, which sometimes happens for one of these teams. For the other one of these teams, it's strengthening a clear weakness without sacrificing much of your future. And for a team, the window is open now. They've got to do everything they can to close the gap between them and the Cavaliers, number one. And I don't know that this moves the needle that way, but what it does is it makes them one of a couple of teams in the East that could actually face the Cavaliers in an Eastern Conference Finals. And that's the Washington Wizards. And their move to bring in Brooklyn Nets swingman, now Washington Wizards swingman, Bojan Bogdanovic. And they also bring in forward Chris McCullough. And the Nets in this exchange get Andrew Nicholson, Marcus Thornton, and the Wizards' 2017 first-round pick. And that's the important part for the Nets. But let's get to this deal from a Wizards perspective first. Then we'll roll into the Nets' perspective. From a Wizards' perspective, they have one of the worst benches in the league. It's a bench that can't score. They were in on the Lou Williams sweepstakes before the Rockets won out in that one. And this is a nice consolation prize. Bogdanovic is a young player in NBA experience. I think he's in his third year. He's a restricted free agent at the end of the year who conceivably could walk depending on the offers that he gets. But for a team in Washington that's ready to win now, and behind Cleveland, there's a handful of pretty good but flawed teams in Boston, in Toronto, and now in Washington. You got to strike while the iron's hot. Here's your opportunity to be the number two team in the East and get to that Eastern Conference Finals. And if it's a Cleveland Cavaliers team that doesn't have Kevin Love, maybe, just maybe, you've closed the gap enough to pull that monumental upset and get to an NBA Finals. I don't know that that's the case. And I think Kevin Love will be there and be healthy, but nothing is cast in stone. So that said, your clear weakness now as you've come together as a team is bench scoring. Your bench simply doesn't score and has nobody to stretch the floor. So what you do is you go out and get a guy who can flat out score the basketball and can stretch the floor in Bogdanovic. Very sound move for Washington. It helps you. And they'll try and play in some other ways at the deadline. Not going for guys amongst their starters. I think they're set with their starters. The emergence of Otto Porter, the greatness of Beal and Wall in the backcourt, and the steadying hand they have in the middle. I don't think they're looking to upset anything by moving and getting another starting piece. But if the right bench piece comes along for the right price, maybe a front court bench scorer or something along those lines, I could see Washington make that move, as long as it doesn't cost them too much of their future after having sacrificed their 2017 first-round pick. So I like this move. They also get the benefit of getting out from under Andrew Nicholson's contract, which just he just didn't work there. That's why this new move needed to be made. Marcus Thornton, who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But the jewel of this deal for Brooklyn is they get a first-round pick. They get back in. They now have two picks in the 20s in this draft. So they're salvaging something. Again, this year was a swap year. The Celtics have the right to swap picks with them, which means they get Boston's pick, which is the back of the draft, and they get a Washington pick at the back of the draft in the 20s, as opposed to have perhaps the top overall pick or the favorite to be the top overall pick. So with this deal, having two picks in the 20s in a deep draft, either you get a couple of pieces or maybe you can package these two and move up and get an impact piece in this deep draft. So in that way, this is a winner for the Nets. The other piece, maybe somebody finally figures out how to get through to Andrew Nicholson and you can turn him into a good stretch four. That's the added bonus. I don't know. It's now the third stop for him. I don't know that anybody gets through, but getting the first round pick in this strong draft and now having two picks at the back of the draft, that's the big win for the Nets. And again, second year in a row for the Wizards, giving up their first round pick, but definitely in this situation, well worth it. And the reason I say well worth it is quite simply, the window's wide open now. Move like this, maybe another bench move that makes that bench that much better. And maybe if Boston stands pat, as Ainge is always afraid to move, Toronto's not doing anything else. Maybe Indiana doesn't hit a home run or they unload George. And all of a sudden you say to yourself in Washington, we're number two behind Cleveland. And if another injury happens or Love doesn't return healthy come the postseason, maybe you can be number one. So I get why you make that move. You got to go for it now. Windows of opportunity in this sport close quickly. And if you're a good team, picks at the very back of the first round, even in deep drafts, don't help you. They become draft and stash guys. They become non-impact guys. They become guys that end up bouncing around the league more often than not. There are rare exceptions, but again, it's not an impact player. It's not what Washington needs. They need to win now. This move helps them win now. And even if Bogdanovich becomes a rental, who cares? Especially if it works as effectively as it potentially could. So I think there's a very, very good chance that this move works quite well for Washington. And again, as the deadline approaches, look for them maybe to go for a reserve front court score and maybe really cement themselves as number two in the East. And again, for the Nets, the win is we got draft pick. We got a second number one pick. Maybe we can do something this draft and start finding some pieces because we're putrid and it looks like we're going to be for a long time. And Bogdanovich, while young in NBA years, fairly old in chronological years, he was not a part of the future for the Nets. So a win-win for both sides in this one. I really do like this one for Washington. We'll switch gears off the NBA. We'll quickly hit the college basketball and we'll hit the Major League Baseball before we get out the door. Here on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it's at.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we roll on here as we kind of get ready to tie a bow around it for a Thursday. This is the last big segment before we wrap it up. And I guess we got to switch gears, talk a little college basketball. It was a wild, wild night in the world of college basketball. And we've had some wild and woolly Wednesday nights lately here in college basketball the last few weeks. You had Duke fall last night on a banker three at the buzzer by John Gillen. Just a hell of a shot that knocks down Duke and probably elevates Syracuse into a tournament team and firmly takes them off the bubble. You had Dylan Brooks with a buzzer beater three propel Oregon over Cal in what was a terrific game. Kansas locks up a share of their 13th straight Big 12 regular season crown. Butler snaps Villanova's 48-game home winning streak. You know, so a great and another wild and woolly night in college basketball. You had North Carolina top Louisville in the Dean Dome. You had Rick Pitino get apoplectic at a fan. It was just a great night of college basketball. I guess we're, 3 weeks out from Selection Sunday? So with that being the case, it's getting real, real interesting and real fun. And we've got some teams making their cases for getting off the bubble. We have some teams kind of popping their bubble. Georgia Tech the other day with their bad loss kind of popped their bubble. Oklahoma State doing a very nice job after a rough start to their conference season under Brad Underwood, who is a hell of a coach. They've improved 18 up and 9 down on the year. 7-7 in the Big 12. Their RPI is 28th, and their strength of schedule is 20th. Again, can they beat the best teams in the country? Not this year. They're 0-5 versus the RPI top 25, but they're 3-2 versus 26 through 50. And 51 through 100, which is the back of the NCAA tournament and just missing, 4-1. So Brad's team, 500 in a big-time conference in one of the two or three best conferences in all of America, on their way to 20 wins, strong RPI numbers, strong strength of schedule numbers. What they're missing is big marquee wins, but I think this win over Kansas State, who desperately needed that and perhaps popped their own bubble, I think for now, if you were to do it, if you were to select the 68, Oklahoma State would be in. There's still some work to do. You'd like to see them get to 20 wins, stay above 500 in the conference, because the fact that there are none of those marquee-type wins, that will hurt the resume, but they're sound, and they don't have too many. You know, there's maybe 1 to 2 bad losses for them. But I think a couple of more wins and they've got it all but locked. And the Kansas State win last night in what you would call, as Jerry Palm calls it, a double bubble matchup, really helped Okie State and probably put the nail in a coffin and pop the bubble of the Wildcats Kansas State. Boise State, Nevada also locked up. Again, the Mountain West right now, the way I'm looking at it, I think it's a one-bid conference. Boise State, they got to win the conference. You know, they don't have that many big-time opponents. And, you know, they've got a top 25 win. They've got no wins versus 26 through 50. And that's the problem with the Mountain West. I don't know how many teams it can send. Providence with a good win over Creighton. That'll help them, but I think they got a lot of work to do. Same deal with Seton Hall. They've played a lot of top 25 opponents, only have one win versus top 25 opponents. They're sub 500 in the Big East. RPI is at 48. So for those teams, for Seton Hall, I think they're on the outside looking in. Providence, the back of the Big East, may well be on the outside looking in. You know, just a couple of bubble games from last night. And as we move forward, you know, you start to see some other teams that have a lot of work to do, even though they're having another great year. Kermit Davis's Middle Tennessee State, they have got to win Conference USA. Conference USA has developed into an abysmally bad conference, and you don't get any marquee wins in this conference. They don't have a matchup win or loss versus the RPI top 25. They're 2-1 versus number 26 through 50. But they got a lot of wins versus 201 and over and between 101 and 200. 19 of their 24 wins are versus RPI 101 or worse, and they have three losses in that group. So they better win that division. They better win that conference, better win that league conference championship, because, you know, their best wins are over non-major conference leaders, but they have no wins, it seems to me, over likely at large teams. And a home loss at Tennessee State, a real clunker at UTEP. So as much as I like Kermit Davis's group and as much as they were a magical story last year, if they want the opportunity to do that and bring that always difficult defense to match up with back to the NCAA tournament, they better be sure to win Conference USA. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, again, 800-878-7529. There's your kind of recap, as it were, of a wild and woolly Wednesday in college basketball. We talked about some bubble watches. We talked about some of the big action last night. And I guess before we move to the baseball, we should quickly again mention Rick Pitino going apoplectic at a fan who made a couple of derogatory comments to him as he was going in for halftime. Again, I get it, Rick. You don't want adult fans saying things, and they shouldn't say distasteful things, and I get it. All I heard on the audio was "you suck," and that was enough to get him going crazy. Really shouldn't. You know, Rick, you've got to be better than some of the schmucks that buy a ticket. He wasn't. Everybody laughs about it, moves forward. What can I say? You know, I've always had my opinions on Pitino. I think he's a brilliant coach, brilliant recruiter. I also wouldn't believe anything he said if his tongue came notarized. I just think he's a born liar. And I think that's one common thread they have in the building at Louisville in the athletic department. Head football coach is a liar, great football coach. Head basketball, great basketball coach, he's a liar too. Just the way it is. Wouldn't believe anything either one of them told me. Let's move on to the baseball. Again, no major rule changes for the upcoming 2017 season. The one notable rule change is that the intentional walk will now be automated. And what that means is a signal will come from the dugout to intentionally walk a batter. Do I care about this either way? Not really. Is there the one in a million chance that the pitcher blows the intentional walk and throws the wild pitch, and have we taken that out of the game? Yeah, we have. Do I care much? No. Do I think this makes much of a difference? No. Do I think it was necessary? No. Because the realities are, I know Rob Manfred, our commissioner of baseball now, is all about speeding up the pace of play. So we automate the intentional walk. This will shave under 1 minute on average per game off of every game. So it'll change nothing. I understand why it was done. I don't know how big a benefit it is. but it's done. More sweeping rule changes to come in 2018. And for some odd reason, the Major League Baseball Players Association has given up its right to have a say in rule changes. And I don't know what they got in exchange for this, but it seems odd for a union that so staunchly is opposed to major radical changes in the game to give up the right to have a say. Seems interesting. You know, I'm surprised. I'd love to hear from Tony Clark and find out what the union received as a benefit to allow Major League Baseball to unilaterally impose rule changes. And it looks like among those rule changes could be a pitch clock, a smaller strike zone, which I don't know how that's going to speed up the pace of play. Fewer visits to the mound will speed up pace of play, or the auto-intentional base on ball has already been passed. The pitch clock, I guess I'm okay with that. It will move the game along a little bit. I don't like the smaller strike zone. Let's once and for all decide what the strike zone is, and then let's automate the calling of balls and strikes. Okay? Let's take advantage of the technology. You know, with the instantaneous buzzer and everything else, it wouldn't slow down the game. We'd get the balls and strikes right, and we decide on a strike zone, and we move the game along. I don't know how many fewer visits to the mound you could have than you have now. It's 2 per inning per pitcher. So the first time I go to visit, I don't have to take them out. The second time, I got to take them out. What are you going to do? Every time I go to visit the mound, I got to take out the pitcher? So I don't know how many fewer visits they could make to the mound. Smaller strike zone wouldn't speed up the game. It would actually slow it down, more offense. Auto-intentional walk will add a second, will slash seconds off the game. Fewer mound visits will slash a couple of minutes off the game. The realities are, I know Rob Manfred is all about increasing the pace of play and shortening this game. But for those that want baseball shortened, they're just not fans of the game. And I guess in many ways that's the problem. Baseball is trying to force people that aren't fans of the game to embrace the game, and I don't know that that'll ever work. You got to like baseball for what it is, its uniqueness and how the game unfurls in front of you. Failing to like that, it's just not going to work. You know, I don't think that these changes slash enough time off the game to get those that don't like it because of its pace to suddenly like it. And those that like it for what it is are going to be frustrated by these changes. So, you know, I don't know what you're accomplishing here. If you're baseball, embrace what you are. Work on making that product the best. Taking advantage of technology to eliminate some of the human error and just make this game better. But keep it what it is and stop trying to turn it into something that it's not to try and manufacture some love for the game, because slashing 3 or 4 minutes off of each game is not going to radically change what it is. And the people and the fans that don't care for it, their like or lack thereof of the game. We'll tie a bow around it for a Thursday edition here on the Spano and Black Attack up next. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey
there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, another great edition in the books. And if you missed any of it, you can take advantage of the many ways to check out all the programming on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. Go to iHeartRadio and go to the on-demand content. Go to TuneIn Radio and check out the on-demand content and try and catch anything you missed here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically here on the Spano and Black Attack. Same thing with Stitcher.com. Those are all great places to check out and take a listen to anything you missed live on your schedule and on your time, as they all have a wealth of Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on-demand content. Also, don't forget, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, weekdays, a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. So if there's anything you missed on this edition of the Attack, you can likely catch it later on Best of Byline. And to find out what's coming on Best of Byline, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So another great one in the books. And I couldn't do it without my producer Robert, without Darren Peck, without Scott Cuddy, without all of you. And you know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.